You are listening to episode 15 of the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Welcome to Drunk Sex. Whatever you're into, we've got you covered. So crack open your favorite beverage and join your host, Jen Wadkey, for the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Hey everyone, Jen Wadkey here. Thanks for joining me. I have a special guest today recording from Mexico. I've got my cousin with me who clearly was impressed with the intro as she made all these faces when I played it.
Very impressed. Very impressed.
So how cut are we right now?
I'd say we're probably like a four right now.
Four? Oh, yeah, shit.
You know what? I'm not feeling like a 10 yet. That's for sure.
Nope. Having a good vacation though.
Yep.
We had a great conversation last night about dick size.
Yes, we did. Yeah. The toilet paper roll.
Yes.
Big dick man.
Yeah. I get a lot of dick pics from some of my girlfriends. And one of my girlfriends was like debating sleeping with this guy. And she's like, I'm really scared of his dick. It's really huge. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, really? Men always lie. And so she sent me a picture.
They always lie.
She sent me a picture. His dick was next to like three toilet paper rolls. And I was more distressed that he used toilet paper rolls to measure his dick. And you
know, I was like, who has
three toilet paper rolls laying around?
Like empty ones. Like, throw that shit out.
Why isn't it in your garbage?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Did you pick that out of your garbage?
I'm concerned about your cleanliness.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Mm. But that, I could see that was a scary dick.
Yeah, no, I don't think that dicks that big are that pleasant.
Well, you can't get pounded.
Like he's not enjoying it and you're not enjoying it because it fucking hurts. Well, and he's not getting
well, and he's
a
got
full
a whole
meal.
He's
deal.
Got a and he's got to hold back, right? Because if he goes all the way in, that's going to be unpleasant.
Very
most likely,
unpleasant.
Unless you've got, you know. But at the same time, like,
unless you got what? Like a deep cavern? Just like come in your intestines and all out through your mouth?
Well, I mean, fisting is a thing. Like,
yeah.
If you can get like a fist pretty deep up there, like, you could probably warm up and get elastic sized enough to take 12 inches. But you can't just.
Was it 12 inches?
Well, three toilet paper rolls?
Jesus Christ.
That's got to be 12 inches.
Holy shit.
11. Great. 11 or 12.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't.
That's like a unicorn. Like,
well, you know? Is it? Because neither of you or I, are itching to fuck one of those.
No, I'm not.
No, me neither.
Like you said, I think like, did you say 9 last night was a good one?
Yeah, 9's a good number. 9's a good number.
I think 12 is just pushing not it yet. A little bit.
But at the same time, like, I'm pretty sure I must have had some 5-inchers in my day too. And
5-inchers.
I don't think I've ever been a Subway sandwich.
I don't think I've been with anybody less than 5.
No, I don't think I have either. But there's nothing wrong with 5.
No, absolutely not.
And I think
6 is the like standard size.
Yeah, I would say 5 is like maybe, 5 is like a maybe on the smaller side of normal, but it's still normal.
Absolutely.
We've established that dick size is important.
Yes.
So what is important? Tongue skills? Well, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Okay, like whoever says no to that is like insane.
But like I think there are some women who don't like receiving.
Well, pardon me.
No, to each their own.
Have you met one?
Well, not in person, but
exactly.
But I've heard
fake news.
But I have heard from some dudes that I've been with. They've actually asked. They're like, "Can I go down?" I'm like you. I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding? Like, why aren't you there now?
You should be there a long time ago."
And occasionally I get a response like, well, sometimes women don't like it and sometimes they're not interested and won't let me.
Hmm.
So, I mean, teach their own. Like, but I mean, if you can get me off with your tongue and then immediately have a hard dick and start fucking, like, I'll marry you.
You are the fucking king of the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like 100%. And if maybe if
you are on the Titanic, Jack Dawson.
If I'm tied up while you're doing it too, that's even better.
I was just going to say, I don't think I've ever been tied up, but then I just remembered this time. It was like we're going to make this all sexy. So I'm like all fucking tied up. And he's like, I'm going to shave your pussy. And I was like, so in between this is happening, I'm like, this is not fucking sexy at all. And he's like, this is not sexy at all either. And we're, and I'm like fucking tied up. And I'm like, this is not fucking
sexy. Wait, he tied you up to shave you?
Yes. Like, and like, as it's happening, I was like, this is really weird. And not only that, I was blindfolded too.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was like, you know that feeling when you're blindfolded and you don't know what's happening and like all your senses are heightened and whatever. So it was just like weird. And then he just like, and he like, we had this like cup of water next to him.
He didn't want to give you a razor burn. It's
like bizarre. And then like, as it was going on, I was like, this is not sexy. I'm not turned on. Like, yeah, it might be really smooth down there. But no. And he's like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm like, yeah, me neither. So, like, untie me now.
Oh, he didn't just start going down on you?
No.
Oh, wow.
Because was... we were both, like.
Oh, you're just so out of the moment?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. Yeah. It was just, like, that was a poor life choice I made.
Well, now you know.
Shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, nobody suggested that, and I would shoot it down because I, no.
Most of the time I'm drunk, so it's like, yeah, sure, let's do this, right? It's like immediately you're sober. You're like, oh, that was the wrong thing to do. Now we're both not horny anymore, and we're both sober because that was gross and weird.
One of my favorite mishaps, I mentioned it on a recent podcast, so forgive me, listeners. You might have heard this before, but probably there's only five of you listening. So, and you haven't heard the story. So I had a boyfriend.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. Well, I, I repeat myself all the time to you because I fucking drunk text you from happy hour. I had a boyfriend who wanted me to pay him. Did I tell you this? Mm-mm. Let me fill up your beer.
Yeah, this needs to be a full beer story, I feel like.
So I was like, okay, like I'll do whatever. So we weren't sure how it was going to go, if we were going to like it. So we obviously needed to go buy a strap on. Oh, I have a funny strap on story to tell you after this. So we bought like kind of just an entry level strap on. So it was like, it wasn't very expensive. It was elastic. And he's like, it needs to be a small dildo. And I'm like, okay,
that's 3 inches.
And he was this huge guy. He was like 6'4", huge guy, like super fit. So we're trying to do it. And he's like kind of on all fours and I'm behind him. But this stupid strap on was elastic, right? So it wouldn't stay tight to my body. So I couldn't, like, I couldn't get it in. I couldn't move. And I'm back and I'm like, this just isn't working. It's not fucking working at all. And so I start laughing. I start laughing so hard. I'm not making any noise. I'm just silently shaking. And he's like, what's happening? And I'm like, it's fine. It's funny. He's like, are you laughing? I'm like, no. And he like turns and looks over his shoulder. Tears are streaming down my face. I'm shaking, right? And he's like, you're fucking laughing. I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't make this work, man. And he's like, well, fuck. And then next thing I know, I was like on my back and I got pounded to within an inch of my life, which was super fun. Totally down with that. But yeah, it didn't work. So after that, I invested in a good strap-on. It was like $200. Leather like harness that you cinch, and it would like, once you had it on, like it would not
wait. What color was it?
It was black leather.
No, but what color was the actual?
I think it was like a white person flesh dildo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you didn't go for like the black no. dick.
No. And I did fuck somebody else with it, but
neon pink.
When I've moved my apartments a few times, and so it was like packing up my sex toys, and I'm like, where's that harness and that dildo? I think it went to Goodwill along with a few other sex toys, because I'm like, I can't find some stuff.
Could you imagine like people like Goodwill pulling out this fucking thing?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I don't give anything in the world to see that, like see their faces.
I also had a really beautiful glass dildo that actually the same guy gave me. It was really bizarre because this was right when I had moved to Vancouver and he was going to move. And then I was like, nope, don't, nope. And then we broke up. But it was kind of this weird period. Like it wasn't a clean break. There was a period of like, what's happening?
He was going to move to Vancouver for you?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He was going to move here and then didn't. We have this like gray period of like, are we broken up? What's happening? And so he sent me this gift full of sex toys. And I'm like, what? I told you that I was fucking other people, and you send me this gift of sex toys.
Like, to use with those other people?
Well, and so I'm kind of a bitch. And so he sent me, like, this prostate toy, which is, like, they're really great. It's like a small, it doesn't look like a dick, but it's a small little butt plug, essentially. But it's got, like, two finger notches, so you can, like, pull it out.
Oh, okay.
But it, once you have it in, it's, like, flush against his body, so it doesn't interfere with sex. Like, he can be on his back. Hmm. If need be, or on his side, and he could use it alone and like kind of just rock, and it'll like rub against the prostate. Really great things I've heard about them. Mm. It's called the Anaros, if anyone's interested, and I'll put a link in the show notes. But I did take it and I used it with another guy, and he's like, "Oh, he's like, you found somebody you could shove something up their ass, and you know, I guess you're doing all right." And then we were kind of done. And one of the things in that package was this beautiful glass dildo, which I actually never used because I'm like, if it doesn't vibrate, it's kind of not my deal. But the great thing about glass is they retain heat, so you can warm them or cool them. So they can be really fun. But I never got around to using it, and I was moving that apartment as well. Couldn't find it. I'm like, fucking wound up at fucking Goodwill, a beautiful $100 glass dildo.
Wow. Like,
fuck.
I am learning so much.
Right, I know. Now. We know too much, like, about each other.
Yeah. There's a lot of poop talk. A lot of like sex poop talk. Not poop and sex together.
No.
That is never
not
happened.
Our thing.
No.
Nope.
Zero of that. Just so everyone knows, including you.
I don't know. You talk about shit a lot. No,
because it's natural.
Is that our excuse?
Yes, it is.
I feel like you might have some good pee stories, too. You told me some good poop stories this week already.
Some pee stories?
It's day two, and I heard how many poop stories from you already?
Oh, there's quite a few poop stories. Like, a lot of poop stories. Mm. Yeah.
No pee stories.
No pee stories.
Oh. No. So you're no golden showers.
No. Are you golden showers?
No.
Do you like those?
No.
Have you had one?
No.
I think that's gross.
Well, I would do it if somebody wanted me to.
I feel like the smell is gross.
Yeah, I would not be the P-E. I would be the P-er if it was requested of me. Within certain parameters. Like, you got to be...
How is that sexy?
I don't know,
just
man.
Fucking, just... It's weird. I think that's weird.
Hey, but everybody's got a kind of kink. Hey, everybody's got a fetish.
I get it.
I did watch somebody drink my pee once.
Excuse me? Why? Yep. Why?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I have not told you this story.
No, I think I remember if somebody drank your pee.
So when I was sort of doing some research into if I wanted to have a career in sexuality, blah, 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 I contacted a pro dom and a few of them actually. And bizarrely, shockingly, one of them replied and her and I met up for a drink and she's like, okay, she's like, come and join a couple of sessions and watch, participate as you see fit, like whatever. I was like, okay. So it was so interesting. So this client was like 80 years old and he had a very scripted fantasy, which involved him being tied up and told that he was a very bad boy for peeping into the girls' washroom at school.
I love it so much.
Yeah. So she had him tied up and she like spanked him a little bit, like very, you know.
Oh, we need to talk about that too.
Oh, yeah. So part of that was after she finished spanking him, her and I both peed in a cup and she put like some parsley in it or something. And then he drank it.
Parsley?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Just a little fucking garnish?
I don't know.
That is bizarre. And you watched him drink your pee.
Yeah.
And he's like an 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
That's like elder abuse.
Was it? You know what? Actually, hold on. Now that I'm saying that out loud. Maybe it was a different guy. There was two, because I went, I think, for two sessions. Maybe it was a different guy. I can't remember.
So you just watched?
Yeah, participated a little bit in like a little bit of spanking, and the other client wanted to be whipped, which was just on his back. So he was actually just standing with like his hands on the wall and just whipped his back a little bit. Like it wasn't sexual in the sense of contact. Like there was no genital contact anywhere for anyone at all, which I find very interesting.
Like, I also find interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, but it was super interesting, and I'm really grateful that I had that opportunity.
Hmm.
But yeah,
I'm fascinated by that. That's interesting.
I was like, yeah, pee's not my thing.
Yeah, no.
But
some people's thing.
Well, I think it has to do with like that idea of like warmth from like your partner's body.
Okay, you know what I mean? So many other ways to get warmth from your partner's body.
Well, I don't know.
Instead of like peeing on someone.
Well,
I don't understand it. I don't understand how that would get somebody like their fucking juices flowing.
But everybody's got a different kink, right? And yeah, as long as true. Consenting adults, man, I don't give a shit what people do. As long as they are all happy and consensual.
That is not my bag, baby.
Is your bag spanking?
I do like a good spank.
Clearly.
I do like a good spank.
What does your ass look like right now?
My ass has a very nice hand bruise print on it at the moment.
It's glorious.
It is a little painful. Hurts a little bit. But
what asshole did that to you?
Everybody took a turn the other night smacking my ass because I fucking asked for it. That's the worst part of this story. I was like, no,
yeah, smack it. That's the and best part of the story.
I was like, nope, smack it harder. And then lovely.
You told me to.
I did. I said, I was like, you pussies, do it harder. And then she fucking wound up and smacked hard.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure with that. I think where your thumb hit, there's like a really big, like purple blue bruise there right now. Like it's pretty nice. I wish you could see it.
Well, she was so proud of this bruise that she made me take a picture of her ass the next morning.
Yeah, it's probably going to go on Facebook at some point. Because I'm classy like that.
Did you just hit your glass on your teeth?
I did.
Jesus.
Yep. Yep.
Do you need more beer?
You know what? I think that's, it's more beer time.
All right. So what's the best thing you've done to a man? Yeah.
You know what? I've never actually really dated somebody that was like really big into weird, kinky things.
What do you consider big, weird, kinky things? Clearly.
Well, I don't mean like.
Clearly pee.
Clearly pee. But I don't like every single person I think I've slept with has, except for the one guy. Oh, yeah. Last Christmas. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Yeah, that was a good drunken.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, no, that was a good drunken time. Yeah, this guy was like he had one of those like big fucking beards. Oh, I know, that was the only thing I didn't like was he had this beard. But
it's okay, you can burp on mic.
Okay, because I burp a lot. I'm still burping. I went out with my friends. We do our annual girls' night where we go out every Christmas.
Yeah.
You came to one, remember?
No, I don't remember.
Yes, you did. You came one
I don't
year.
Remember.
How do you not remember?
Did we actually?
Yes, we went to.
Did we start at your house?
Yes, we started at my house.
We were probably fucking loaded before we left your house.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I got it now. That was a good time.
Yeah. So every year we do this, and I'm missing it this year, which is sad, because my girlfriend comes once a year from Greece. And she would be really good at this with you.
Oh,
she'd be really good, actually.
Hook me up.
I bet you she has. Like, I went to visit her in Greece one year. Did I tell you this? I went to visit her in Greece one year, and she literally had this, like, she had, like, notches on her headboard.
Oh, shit. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, she did. And I walked in, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And she's like, bitch. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, anyway, this guy was actually my friend from Greece. Okay. It was her friend's brother who came out with us. He's actually from Vancouver.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, if you're ever in the Vancouver area.
Is he single?
Up. Yeah.
That would be weird though, wouldn't it?
No, wouldn't it?
So if we fuck the same guy?
Why would it be weird?
Well, I'm just checking. I'm not weird. I'm just checking.
I'm not dating the fucking guy.
Okay, I'm just checking.
No.
Just checking.
I think I have his number in my phone.
Fuck. We should call him.
He was a big fucking tall guy.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, I love tall guys. Like,
well,
I don't like short guys. I feel like they have a weird, like,
Napoleon complex.
Yes, Napoleon complex. They're just, I don't know what it. I almost feel like Oompa Loompa. Like,
I don't know what does that mean.
But they're just short and tiny, and I just was like, I don't. That's not attractive to me, like at all. I don't want to be looking down at you. Like, I should be looking up at you.
I have no problem with short guys. I mean, if I
think, I totally do.
I've dated short guys. I don't know that I've dated anybody shorter than me. It just hasn't worked out because I haven't met that many dudes that are shorter than me. But I've dated and slept with people who are close to my height. So it's never been a thing.
Yeah, but you're pretty tall.
I'm not.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'5".
Oh, I'm 5'5".
I know.
Oh, I would never date a guy 5'5". No, I wouldn't. I don't care if he had a 24-inch dick. I wouldn't.
Well, we've talked that 11 is too much.
Not even if he had like the most goldenrod penis you've ever seen. Well, that's not true. That's not true. If he had a goldenrod penis, if it was like shiny and beautiful and just like the perfect size.
So the peen can make up for height?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it can. Okay. And it can't have any weird curves to it either.
Well, I don't mind a little upward curve.
No, okay, that's different. But when it curves to the right or the left.
Oh, yeah.
It can be, that can be uncomfortable.
Yeah. I haven't come across anything hardcore curvy.
Haven't come across.
Shit, that's what it was.
That's what you said last night. I haven't come across. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're more at like a 6 now with the drinking.
We've cracked. I don't know how many beers.
Yeah, maybe
this podcast. I don't know. Is it getting better or worse?
It's getting way better.
I think so too. The tall guy, tall Greece guy.
There's not like. Here's the thing. I'd love to tell you some like really amazing story, but I do remember. Like I remember most of it. But because I was really drunk, like super super drunk. But I remember it was really good.
Do you ever have moments where you're having drunk sex and you're like, fuck, I wish I was sober because I know it would be so much better and I will remember all of it. But you're like, well, here we are,
so
whatever.
Sort of like PC, like PC, and the PC parts I remember, I was like, this is great. Like, I'm really fucking enjoying this shit. And then it's like, he slept over, which, I mean, I don't love.
I love a good morning fuck.
But that's what happened in the morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Woke up and he's like, yeah, you're ready for round two? And I was like, fuck yeah, let's go for it. And that was good too. It's like, this is good times.
I love it when they just start groping you in the morning.
I feel like he might work in the film industry.
Fuck. Have I fucked him?
You might have. I feel like he's like something to do with that, honestly.
Okay, well, we're going to have to suss this out later. I have a few that I know.
He's tall. It's a tall guy.
I have a few. I know I don't know their names, but whatever.
Yeah, see, I'm not good with names sometimes. I think I've had more one-nighters in the last year or so than I've had in a long time.
You know where I get laid a lot is Japan.
I can see that.
You know what it is? I'm so busy in Vancouver that it's like, and I'm so old and angry.
I'm old and angry.
It's like, I don't want to have.
I'm old and angry too.
It's like, I don't want to have bad sex in it, you know, and, you know, kind of do the online thing because you're, you know, trying to meet more people, but it's fucking online dating is shit. And there's just something about, for me, like,
Sorry.
It's all good.
That was a baby one.
There's something for me about being in Japan. Like, I feel very at home there and very comfortable. And I'm very clearly not Japanese, so I stick out.
What?
I know.
This is brand new information.
I know. But I don't know. I just always seem to, like, have so many more pickups in there. I mean, some of them were really shit. One or two of them were shit.
Are you attracted to Japanese men?
I'm attracted to men.
Just in general. Mm-hmm. You don't care what.
I mean, here's the thing. I find, I mean, with white guys or Japanese guys thing that's coming to word is brown guys, which sounds awful. Know what I mean? But but within each race, for lack of a better word, there's a type that I'm attracted to. Mm-hmm. Like within Japanese men, some that I am, some that I'm not. Same with white guys, right? Same everywhere. So it's not to say that I'm attracted to Japanese men isn't really a fair statement because I'm attracted to a type of Japanese man as I am with every other category that I come across, right? So I find, I mean, Japanese men...
Are they
not penis? Because you're gonna say, are they small?
No. I was gonna say small, but I meant in height.
No, I was gonna. Well, and I was gonna like, say they're. I mean, they're general smaller body frames.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side to that is they've all been very physically fit and cut and like quite muscular. Mm. I don't mean cut penis. I mean cut like muscly.
That's another show.
So yeah, I mean, a little bit smaller in height and maybe like smaller in terms of like. Broadness,
mm-hmm.
but like thin, wiry, like I'm down with that. I like seeing muscles move.
I know. As I found out yesterday, while this Mexican man was building this hot thing down there, Jen was fucking.
Well, it wasn't a sexual thing.
No, like, I know. He wasn't. Explained that, but then you explained it, and then I was like, ooh.
Right?
I was like,
but he was very lean. So every time he did anything, you're like, could just see like everything moving, and I'm like, fascinating.
He was very lean.
He was super lean.
Yeah.
And he looked very friendly, but he did give us kind of a smile once or twice.
Did he?
Well, because I kept fucking staring.
Yeah. Because how can you not? because they were jackhammering to us.
I know. And then he had that, like, what do you call it?
The deep V?
Yeah. She can see what I'm doing. You can't. I'm like running my fingers down my crotch line.
Yeah.
That V, the like going into the jeans.
Which is.
Hello.
Hoo boy.
I like it. Yeah.
Who doesn't like that? I think it's like an arrow to the penis. It's like right here, really everybody. It's like a shiny like neon sign just pointing right
at my dick.
Yeah. Please look in this direction.
Oh, fuck. Well, I feel like we should maybe stop before this. Yeah.
Yep. Cheers.
We might record another one.
Yay! We can do another one.
Whatever shenanigans happen.
Because Mexico. It's fucking Mexico.
All right. We're going to wrap it up there. I don't know if we said anything remotely of substance, but I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. We will catch you next time on the Drunk Sex Podcast.
This has been the Drunk Sex Podcast with Jen Wodkie. For more sex talk, head over to the Jen Wodkie Facebook group or check out jenwodkie.com. Till next time, happy boozing and sexing.